Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. and Iran are like two high school boys circling each other, ready for a fist fight. Europe is stuck in the middle while Russia and China are on the sidelines, telling everyone to calm down. Tensions rose in recent weeks from a war of words to tanker attacks, U.S. troop movement, and warnings of nuclear enrichment. Meanwhile, Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says the people there are ready for change and God's spirit is moving.
Amir, a young gentleman who's a Muslim background, he called our TV programs on Mohabbat TV and he said, "We Iranians know Islam is bankrupt. It has nothing to offer us except misery, hatred, and anger, but we still love God. Can you tell us more about your Jesus?"
Connect with Heart for Iran at our website to help introduce Iranians to Christ. And whenever you see them in the headlines this week, please pray. Today is World Refugee Day, a day to remember the 70 million people who've been displaced. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is honoring this day by releasing a new interview of Miriam. In 2014, Miriam was a refugee but shared that she forgave ISIS. Her message of forgiveness and faith went viral. Today she shares her faith again in the sequel of Hope. Sat7 is carrying this message of faith and restoring hope through their educational programs. Sat7's Rita Elmo-Nair.
It's a big responsibility, especially in the Middle East today, when people lost all hope in their government, in education systems, in healthcare, even lost all hope in God. And how we can restore this by focusing on the children.
Watch Miriam's Sequel of Hope interview and find the links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. Click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.